Hello and welcome back to Betch Lab. I'm Jordana.
I'm Aileen. And okay, so we have a lot to talk about, especially on television.
Yeah.
So
big TV week.
Big TV. Speaking of, before we say the word big, we'll talk about it later. But first of all, did you watch Housewives of New York?
I did.
I mean, it's so funny how they think that Luann has changed because she went to rehab for like less than a month.
I know. And it's been like 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
That's like her real storyline.
And Ramona is so funny when it comes to all of this stuff. She's like, I'm just going to hang out with Tom. It's fine.
The most embarrassing part of that story was that she was like, he said no.
I know. And they were like making fun of her and how embarrassing it is. The episode was fine.
And the way she said that too, she was like, he said it was too many people.
The episode was like fine to me. The thing that I can't wait for is the rest of the season for when they go to Cartagena and like,
oh yeah, that the previews look funny.
So good.
You can't script that.
You can't. And how they're like starting, do you see like the divide of like friends, how there's like, now that Carol and Bethany are no longer like
together,
it's now,
I'm kind of happy that for some reason I didn't like their friendship. I'm kind of like very into this like new like feud they're having.
I didn't like their friendship either because I feel like they felt that they were really cool,
right?
And now it's almost as if Carol has risen above that and now she thinks she's even too cool for Bethany, but like in a way that's like, I don't need to be mean to everyone just to be cool, you know what I mean?
Right. I read, okay, like weird, I actually read one of Carol's blog. I read her blog post after the episode of the funniest thing about Carol is how she pretends she like works.
Right. I know. I just want to concentrate on my work. And the other next scene, she's like, I'm not really good with deadlines.
So I read her blog after the episode, like where like she had the initial like really, really big fight with Bethany. And it seems like they're still like very much like,
they're still fighting.
Still fighting. And she was like saying how like Adam worked so hard. I think they're probably back sort of together or like something. I don't know. He was at the premiere thing with her when we went to the premiere party of this season.
Yeah.
But it was funny because she was like making serious like low blows about Bethany's career and how like she's like basically just calling her a terrible person. These blogs are so much fun to read because they're like in real time.
Yeah.
One. And they're like,
because they're watching the show with them and they're making commentary about the episodes. Is that what they do? I didn't check the blogs.
She's like, Adam can't afford to like not make any money. Unlike Bethany, who like doesn't even like do anything. I don't know.
I don't understand. Didn't Bethany make all her money with Skinny Girl and then sell it?
Yeah, I think she was like making fun of the brand and basically saying that she like, she's just like backstabbing and likes to belittle people, which is like probably true, but you should read the blogs. They're very enlightening.
I feel like Bethany is sort of crumbling. Like you can sort of see it when she breaks down in front of Dorinda. Yeah.
She definitely has like severe psychological issues. She should definitely see someone, but I think very traumatic childhood.
She had a very traumatic childhood. And I think though that she's sort of needs to feel cooler than everyone, like be above everyone. Like that's why she's a know-it-all. And, and when people sort of, maybe
she's very hard time being vulnerable,
very hard time like being close to people, and probably because like Carol decided to like break their friendship, she feels like sort of alone, right? I'm sure.
Well, people with like who've had very little like power in their childhoods like have a thing with like maintaining it, and like they're very scared to lose it and to have the lower hand, so they're very like defensive and don't like let people in because if you couldn't like count on people, I think when you were younger, you were like obsessed with like being more powerful than them when you're older.
Interesting.
Than everyone else.
Well, that's probably why she's like hanging on to Sonia, because Sonia could never like overpower her. And she could only offer help and guidance to Sonia. And Sonia wants to be her friend. She like thinks that she would be like a great help to her international woman's brand. So I think that, and then now I see like Bethany also like being buddy-buddy with Luann.
Yeah.
Who like also could never overpower her.
I can't believe that Carol told Luann that she called her a loser.
I know. That was so funny.
There's just like, I don't know, all the drama in this is just like so much better than any other.
Anything, because it's real. They're like, because
she
did.
She obviously texted her that Luann was a loser.
I know. And like, that's so obvious that it's real.
And it was funny that Luann's thing was, she was just like, I'm not a loser. Like, what do you mean? that's not the point. Like,
I know.
The point shouldn't be like her defending. She's like, if I'm a loser, then like the whole world's like, like a loser.
Luann doesn't get it. Yeah. No one really gets anything. Ramona doesn't even know where she is at any time, except, or maybe she does and she just doesn't give a shit. I don't know. Ramona's like such an interesting character to me. This one time I was sitting outside of a restaurant on the Upper East Side, and I saw her pass by. I don't know if I talked about this before, but I saw her pass by. She was like perusing some flowers at a market, whatever, at like one of those, you know, bodegas. So she picks up flowers. She walks by me and like I'm with my friend. I'm like, that's Ramona right there. And I think she overheard me say that because then I noticed her pass by again, like go back.
She like wanted to be
seen.
And
then walk back again, like for three times. And I was peeing my pants laughing. I'm like, I can. Yeah.
I'm sure she did.
Did you see the clip of her dancing on Lip Sync Battle of Chrissy Teigen?
Is it funny?
Because if this was, I wish this was filmed so we can show you a clip because it was the funny. Everybody needs to just go and look at it. She's dancing like a drunk aunt at a wedding, like just, you know, flailing her arms about like picking up her pants. Everybody needs to stop what they're doing if they're driving, pull over and go and Google it.
I'm going to go watch it right after this episode. It was also okay. So one thing about Carol that I enjoy is that she pretends she's really busy. She's like, I told Adam, like, I don't have any time for him right now. I'm very busy. And then it's like cut to like her, like, she's like, I'm just going to spend the rest of this, like, this summer finishing this one Cosmo article.
Right.
Do you remember?
Yes, like you're
ready. She's going to be late for. Right.
And that she can't get it together for.
Yeah.
And it's just like one article.
Right. She's like, I'm focusing on this article for the rest of the month. How much? What are you writing? A word a day?
Like, is it like 300 words?
I know. It's like those articles aren't that long. It's very funny
she's
that
literally
she's
writing
like,
10 words a day. It's like, right. Hello, my name is Carol. Next,
she pretends
let's
to be this like
a break.
Career woman.
Yeah.
Also, Ramona's skincare. Caroline, I found out a very interesting thing this weekend from, I was talking to someone whose dad is a dermatologist.
Uh-huh.
And basically, you know how like all those doctors, dermatologists, they have their own lines that you can like buy that are very expensive.
Yeah.
So did you know that they're all the same thing?
I'm sure.
Apparently this kid, his dad is a dermatologist and he was like, they just sell, like there's a company, they sell like the same
yeah.
Look, right. And every doctor just puts their own name on it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And they probably charges like $300 a bottle.
They all manufacture. They like just buy this, like they go over to a warehouse. Like designers do the same thing, like about watches and do that kind of stuff. There's like one big manufacturer of like stuff,
right?
And people will pay a shit ton of money to put their name on
it. It's funny you think because it's different,
it's
like highly specialized product, but it's exactly the same as like anything else.
So funny because I saw this play. Shit, I forgot about what it was, but it was like Elizabeth Arden versus. Another one that's famous. Oh my God, I didn't pay attention that well to this play. But basically, they were talking about marketing and right. like I need to compete against this the other person, so the other makeup person. Oh my God, who is it? Liz Claiborne. I don't even know. Everyone's gonna hate me because it's probably they're so famous. So what she does is she was like trying to figure out how to make more money. Like, okay, there's day cream, there's cream, there's cream. And she was like, what if I just literally put the same cream in another thing and call it night cream when it's the same fucking shit?
Right.
And now people are
allowed to do that.
And people are gonna buy double. I mean, there was all this like litigation around it, but still, in the end of the day, they had to just change like something in the wording. Everything is marketing. All this product stuff. It's all.
I mean, it's obviously like Ramona didn't formulate
stuff.
Her own like ingredients for her skincare.
She's
line.
Not using her own stuff either.
Right.
She's getting like do you see her facial peel?
Botox. Yeah.
That she was
so
all
funny.
Red for like 3 weeks.
And Bradley's like, I can't take you seriously. Right. Or so he's like, I can't take you seriously right now. Your face is like extremely red.
It's all marketing. I mean, Ramona Pino. Do you think she was smashing those grapes her own like herself?
She went to the vineyard. She handed. Chose
right.
The
she did some tasting, said, give me that one. I'll buy a billion cases
right.
And I'll distribute them on Housewives.
It's
like
nuts.
That's what she did. Okay, do you want to talk about Handmaid's Tale real quick?
Let's do it so that this episode isn't super depressing.
Let's take a quick vote. Did you think, between me and you, did you think episode 10 was the last episode?
I always, every episode I think is the last episode. For the past like 4 episodes, I've thought
no,
it was the last episode.
I felt it was the second to last episode. This episode 11 to me was like a bonus ep. The one before
the
one, that, it ended like very like
oh,
sad.
With the daughter taken
with
away?
With the daughter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then I looked up season 1. Only
there's
10
another episode,
episodes.
Right? Was that
yeah.
The, there's
there,
another one.
There, no, there was, that wasn't, that was, yeah, you saw the other one.
Okay, and I'm saying, was that the finale?
I don't, that's my point. I don't know. I can Google it, but it's just so many surprises. I don't want to, because I looked at season one. There was only 10 episodes in season one.
Okay.
And then I finished episode 10 and I was like, oh damn it. I wish there was more. And then there was more.
Wow. Yeah, I hope that wasn't the last episode. That
was so where she had the kid.
Yeah.
It was so depressing. Like I thought Holly. Yeah. Holly. It's her mom's name.
Oh,
they show the flashback.
Oh, I didn't realize that was her mom's name. Okay.
Right? No. Wasn't it?
I don't know.
You know who was, let's not talk about him. It's too depressing, and I don't want to give it away, even though we just gave everything away, the main things to these listeners.
She was super pregnant. She was bound to have the baby.
I thought she was really going to shoot
And that was a great scene. Great acting.
Really great acting. But then I sometimes take like a step back when I watch those scenes and I imagine them just acting it, right? Mm-hmm. Like instead. And it was just kind of funny. No. But I learned how to do that after I watched a lot of movies and smoked. But basically, like I was just imagining her like huffing and puffing, like sort of like so, like just as acting. And it's just right. So funny. She's just like,
I can't even decide who's a better actress.
Sorry for that noise, you guys.
Is it Offred or?
I think Serena is such a good actress.
Because she's like scary, but also like sort of sympathetic.
She was so scared when she was screaming.
Very hard role to play.
Oh, Fred. Yeah. I thought she was going to scream
June.
And
then she was like Fred, and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. They're the same name too.
Right? Yeah.
That's right, I know, but like she usually doesn't like scream their names in the same time.
Yeah. Do you think Nick is dead?
No, they just shot him in the leg, so.
Is that true? Where is he?
I don't know.
I thought like he was going to be killed immediately because of the letters. Remember when I told you my theory?
I feel like they were just like patrolling the area and they just happened to find him.
They found him there. But I thought like his demise was that he was definitely going to get hanged because that his like little wife is going to tell on him saying that I saw those letters and he's the mole and now that commander guy who was like the eye for is dead, there's no one protecting him anymore. Right.
I was always confused. Was he like this? He was the spy against Gilead?
No, not against Gilead.
Oh, just against the commander.
Just like to spy on the commander from like the higher ups.
Okay.
He was an eye. Yeah.
Now, okay. I was always like confused by that.
He was like placed there and that's why he was protected. That's right. Why they kept him there. But still now he's not protected. And this is his baby.
That's true.
It's so fucked
baby
up.
Number two. Anyway.
And just one more thing. Isn't it crazy how you like Aunt Lydia this season? How she's like, because she's all about the baby.
She's also a great actress.
She's always plays that role.
What else is she in?
The Leftovers, where she plays the scary woman who like leads the white movement.
Yeah. You guys should read our Handmaid's Tale recaps on Batches.com. They're like so funny for like such a dark show. That's like,
I know you. That's the best is when you can make something funny.
Elise writes a great recap. She was talking about like the part where she's like trying to get Aunt Lydia to be like the godmother. And she's like, the baby died like 6 weeks later and it wasn't my fault. It was definitely her fault.
Right. No, it's so funny. You guys should watch it. I mean, let's read it. It's on Betches.com. Since we can't go an episode without talking about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, in the latest news, what are your thoughts on the fact that everyone now thinks that Pete Davidson has big dick energy? Not to change the topic completely.
It's a very similar thing.
This is what I was talking about, the word big earlier, but yeah.
I think it's a guy with confidence but not too much confidence that you just know he doesn't have to compensate for anything and he has a big dick.
Yeah. Like it's like you walk around swinging your penis without like saying it.
Right. I don't know. I mean, Pete Davidson seems like a lot. Like, do you think you could date him?
No.
He seems like a lot.
Yeah, he's a lot.
But like, kind of sweet in some ways. I don't know. It's like, I can't decide if this is going to crash and burn
You really don't know. We go at length. We talked about this at length with Sammy and was that like, it can either go completely like just get, like, she gives it a year, this whole thing,
right,
or they end up happily ever after and they found each other, the loves of each other's lives.
So, they have so many tattoos of each other. Like that has to, like if it were, that were me, I'd be like, this has to work. Like,
yeah. I just saw them stepping out. They keep shopping together, like in New York City, buying huge bags of stuff. They just went to LF and I'm like,
they went to LF?
LF, huge bags from LF. And I don't know if LF paid them to do that. But it was just so funny because like LF is like what you wear when you're like a freshman in college.
Well, she's like
She's pretty tiny. Young.
Also,
no, she's like 25.
She's 24. They're both 24.
Oh right. Oh my god. I'm so old, or they're so young.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they have all these tattoos. They're so young. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. He's like a lot. I just feel like I guess she's into it. And he also was engaged reportedly to like.
Yeah, all these people.
Other people.
But wait, so what are your thoughts?
He just loves love.
I just need to know more about big dick energy, because I really like this idea. Who, the other actors that were like reportedly has big dick energy were like Idris Elba, which I can see.
Right, yeah.
Who is another one? They were also saying like women have big dick energy.
Right. It's like a confidence.
It's like a super confidence thing. It's like, I'm so confident with what I have that I don't need to compensate by like screaming it to the world. Rihanna, Serena Williams, that all.
Rihanna definitely has big dick energy.
Especially like when she sits.
You know what it reminds me of? Like when guys usually say this more than girls, but like when they're like, that guy fucks. Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like it's like kind of the same thing. It's like,
yeah,
they were like cool without like. I don't know if he has it though. I feel like he's like he tries a little too hard to have this big dick energy.
Right. I think he walks around with big dick energy, but his social media presence isn't big dick energy.
Right.
It's like his comments are way too overcompensating for something. Whereas his like swag, I hate that word, but like the way that he is in like pictures or whatever, the way that he walks is big dicky.
I feel like Paul Rudd has big dick energy.
Really?
Yeah, like he like doesn't
he try walks that, around swinging.
He doesn't try that hard. He's just like kind of cool. Like he's very under the radar because he doesn't like anything to prove. Maybe right. I don't have it wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, no, maybe it's possible. Who is small dick energy?
Like Bieber.
You think Bieber?
Sometimes
I think Scott maybe in the Disick past. Has severe yes. small dick energy. Definitely no offense, Scotty, Disick. But Def's small dick energy.
Yeah, anyone who's like one of those like crazy womanizers, like Trump has a little bit of the small dick energy, I think.
Small hands, it's like, small dick
yeah.
energy. Who else?
Small dick energy.
If you guys can think of anyone, please email us at slapped@betches.com. I think it means
they fuck.
.com.
Right?
Well, I want to know who everybody thinks is small dick energy, because I think that's more interesting
right.
than big dick. Okay, so you got a big dick. Keep it moving. But like... Who are the ones overcompensating? I feel like
Kendall Jenner has big dick energy.
Yeah, I think she's really cool.
Right?
Yeah, she walks around
swinging. Kendall Jenner, big dick.
Pendulum swing. So what do you do? So now that it's July 4th coming up, what are you doing this July 4th?
This July 4th, I am going to your fiance's house with you.
Oh, right. You're coming. I forgot that you just told me that you're coming. Since it's so random that it's on like a Wednesday.
I know.
In the middle of the week. I feel like now everyone's using that as an excuse to drink all week
long.
Well,
it's kind of actually nice because now it's kind of the whole week is sort of a fake week.
Yeah.
Instead of just like the end of the week or the beginning of the week is a fake week.
I love fake weeks.
Now it's like. People are like not really working today, but they're also not really working on Friday. So it's like Thursday. I don't know. Thursday seems like the day to like sort of do stuff, but I don't think anyone's going to do it.
No, Thursday is the day off. Like Thursday you're working. I mean, not for like we're not taking
it's
a
the
day
whole
off.
Week.
It's really, it's just a fake week. Week. It's a fake week.
But
so you have to bring alcohol. You have to bring stuff to the party. So what are you bringing?
I'm just
confirming that what you're bringing is what I like.
The Three Olives Rosé Vodka. Bose, as we call it.
No, I'm really excited. You're gonna bring it. I'll make you cute cocktails.
It's like great because it's pink, so like it makes you feel like super feminine.
Yeah,
and even because I had a dirty martini this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I was drinking outside of a restaurant in Montauk,
mm-hmm.
and so it was like in a plastic cup.
Ew.
And it was just like it tasted like good, but it didn't taste good.
No,
because it was like
no. There's an experience, and right. I feel like with three
halves of a drink is like about like. The packaging and
totally
the, and
it's the, marketing right. as we were saying, but I feel like the $3 drink is actually really good
and it's pink and so it's can, like it adds to like the fun of drinking
and
it.
You can put that in a plastic cup, you put ice, you right. put the three olives, you put club soda or whatever you want, you could top it off a little shampy champs, and I feel like it's gonna be good. It's delicious.
Right. I'm really excited.
So just so you guys know, I personally requested Jordana brings it, and
it will be there.
It will be there, light and refreshing. So we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
We have to tell you guys about this amazing new service that we found. It's called FrameBridge. They make it really easy and affordable to frame your favorite things like art prints and posters, but also like travel pics if you're taking them, like couples pics or pranks with your friends that you want to like put in a frame, decorate your apartment.
Yeah, amazing to decorate with.
And basically, here's how it works. You go to framebridge.com and you upload your picture, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in the actual physical pieces. You preview the item online, any frame style, choose your favorite, or get recommendations from like one of their designers who are very talented. And their expert team will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door and ready to hang.
Instead of like the hundreds you could pay at like a framing store, the prices at Framebridge start at $39, and all of their shipping is absolutely free. Plus, for all of you guys, you'll get 15% off your first order at framebridge.com when you use our code BETCHES. So that's BETCHES. So that's like really, really exciting. And I've personally tried to get my stuff framed before I heard of Framebridge, and it's really, really expensive. And this is actually 10 billion times easier.
It's one of those things they don't tell you about being an adult.
I know, it's really though. And it makes life so much easier. And like, you get to sort of go through so many different options that they have, like so many different types of frames that it'll match your pictures. I've printed stuff from Instagram. I've printed stuff from like family photos. And so it's really, really amazing.
Makes it really easy.
Yeah.
Go to framebridge.com and use promo code BETCHES. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. That's framebridge.com, promo code BETCHES. Framebridge.com, promo code BETCHES. All right. Let's do some emails.
Yeah. Let's do emails.
Do you want to read the first one?
Okay. See, I was going to ask you if you want to.
Dear BETCHES.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Hey, Betches. I'm a huge fan of all of the Betches pods. They keep my drives feeling short and sweet. Blessed be the fruit. Anyway, I'm 28 years old and have my 10-year high school reunion in a few weeks. I'm not super excited about it because I haven't really kept in touch with anyone from high school beyond social media. But I'm going to attend so I don't seem like that Betch who thinks she's too cool to go to her high school reunion. What I'm most worried about is potentially having an awkward run-in with my ex-best friend. We were best friends all through high school and college, but about 5 years ago, we had a serious falling out over a guy she was dating. He was emotionally abusive to her, and after hearing her complain about without doing anything about her horrible situation, I finally got too real and told her I wasn't going to listen to her complain anymore. She basically ghosted me after that, stopped texting me, unfriended me on Facebook, unfollowed me on Instagram, etc., etc. After a lot of self-reflection and growing the fuck up, I'm sure I could have handled it better, and through a mutual friend, we've basically said we only want what's best for each other in the future. So my question is, should I reach out to her before the reunion? I don't even know if she's going, but I really wouldn't want our first time speaking in 5 years to be hashed out in such a social situation. Thanks for any advice you may have. Sincerely, I thought the high school drama ended after high school, Betch. Okay, so 10-year...
We went to our 10-year reunion in the fall.
Yeah, that was really fun.
It was really fun.
It was like at a
bar.
We're
also like still friends with all of our high school friends, so...
Yeah, we like predicted who would... It was the most fun was the pregame before,
yeah,
to like predict who was going to be there, who's not going to be there, and then like actually going there and seeing the predictions, and then getting like drunk because like,
yeah, definitely drank a little too much, but it was fun.
Yeah, you went home in like 5 minutes.
I was like wasted. It started at 7.
I know.
I was like drunk. I was like sleeping by 10. Yeah, meanwhile
she was asleep by 10. I stayed out till 4. So like that's a reflection of who we are as people.
But
would you reach out to this girl?
I think if she wants to like reignite the friendship, then she can kind of use this as an excuse to reach out, yeah, and sort of clear the air. If she doesn't, I would just go. I mean, like, it's kind of like the thing where it's like, she kind of feels, it seems like she still feels bad about what happened.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you want to clear the air, I think like the upcoming reunion is a good excuse for you to be like, hey, wondering if you're going to the reunion.
Yeah, I agree.
You're right. But if you don't really care, but it sounds like you do, if you didn't really care, I think you could see her there, just be like,
right. There's no like reason nice. You need to hash things out at the reunion. Like, you don't, like, you can go be cordial, say, hey, how's life? Hope everything's well. Whatever. Or you reach out to her prior because if Jordana said, you give a shit.
It doesn't seem like so random. You could be like,
oh, the reunion's coming up. Do you want to maybe get a drink to catch up? I'd love to see you before seeing you there.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, that would be like a good, like, then you're meeting her before you have a chance to kind of like either apologize for how things
went down
or things were handled. And then you could just like have one less weird situation in your life.
I agree with the apology. I think that if you are going to take like meet up with her, you can't expect her to apologize to ghost you. If you're going to ask her for the whatever drinks, you have to like say, hey, I really just want to say I'm sorry for the way like right. I handled that. I've
been
that. Thinking
about, right, the reunion's coming up. Like, it's like, and it's also, so it doesn't, again, if it's been 5 years, and yeah. it doesn't seem so random, this is a good excuse to like reach out, not completely randomly.
Right, right.
And I think you'll be happier after. I don't know if your friendship is going to be like back where it was.
Yeah, she might say no.
Right. But at least you're like, okay, I made an effort to like smooth things over and like I'm growing and I'm past this and I like wanted it not to be weird.
Yeah. High school reunions are weird because I can't imagine not knowing anyone from high school where we are as like, whereas I am.
We had a friend that we had a kind of a falling out with in high school that we saw at the reunion. It was like totally fine.
Correct. It was right. totally fine. However, she was friends with like a lot of other people in high school. Like,
right. She went.
What I'm saying is that she's saying that she hasn't kept in touch with anyone from high school. And right. so like, I can't imagine going without like maybe a safeguard, like a date of some type.
I don't know if you bring a date. I mean, there are people, I guess, who brought dates to ours, but not that many just because, I don't know. I wouldn't want to go to someone that I was dating's high school reunion with them because like, I wouldn't know anyone.
It would feel so uncomfortable, especially if that again, person.
Like, we're dating people from like our town or neighboring town, so we probably literally would know a lot of people.
Yeah, Rusty's from my town. Right. But I'm just saying it's a little awkward. Like, if you're the date of somebody who doesn't know anybody at the reunion, that makes right. both of you, and it's like really
you
awkward.
Look kind of weird.
They're like, why am I here? Can we just go out to a regular restaurant? Right.
Yeah, I think you want to know one person to.
Yeah.
Or like you want to be excited to see at least one person. Yeah. Otherwise, what's the point?
Right. What's the point of going? Like.
Right.
Also, who gives a shit if you think when you say. I don't want to, but I'm going to attend, so I don't seem like that bitch who thinks she's too cool to go to right. a high school reunion.
That's a high school thought.
Yeah.
Right. That's like just do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do. Who gives a shit about what people think? Most likely they're not going to be thinking about what you, like whether you're like, think you're too cool or not for going. They'll be like, oh, she didn't come. That's exactly. probably the most thought.
No one's going to care.
Okay. You do the next one.
Hi, betches. Let me start by saying love the podcast. It's the only thing that gets me through my commute to work. I've been listening for years and I've never written in, but now I need some unbiased advice. I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years and everything about him is great. We're both about to be seniors in college and moving in together after graduation has always been the plan. Since we've been together so long and rent in New York is so expensive, it's always been a no-brainer until recently. We're both interning in Midtown for the summer, so we subletted an apartment together to be close to work. Since we've moved in together, I've seen how disgusting he is as a roommate. He leaves dirty clothes on the floor, leaves dishes in the sink for days, doesn't flush the toilet, ? I find myself just constantly nagging him to do the simplest of things, like move his dirty socks from the floor to the hamper. I've talked to him about it and he just claims all guys are like this. I'm self-aware enough to know that I'm a little bit of a neat freak, but I hate that I'm constantly bitching about what I used to feel were small things. This really makes me second guess moving in with him after we graduate because I cannot live my life like this, but I do really love him. I don't know what to do. Please help.
I love how it ends. I don't know what to do. Please help.
I mean,
I feel like guys.
I think guys are actually neater than.
I feel like guys are neither, except when they're in college. Guys right. are disgusting in college. Like they're frat, like frat houses are the nastiest things I've ever seen. And I feel
maybe
like
what drives them to be like organized and neat is that they are trying to impress girls after college, which is why they clean up their apartments.
Right. Or that then they have their own space. They clean up. I feel like when a guy is only responsible for their own like right. locate, and I feel like that's also a lot of people. Like when you have a roommate,
yeah, I'm definitely much neater.
Exactly,
being, like living alone than I was.
I developed
with a roommate.
OCD solely from the fact that I decided to live alone after right. like moving out of my parents'
you take
house.
Full responsibility.
Yeah,
maybe it'd be good for your boyfriend to live alone before moving in with you. Then,
yeah,
for a little bit.
I think that might be a good idea, and this way you can have your space and you're not like. I think I've probably said this before, but like somebody gave me really good advice before I moved in with my now fiance is that you should never like make roommate fights in the same like sort of sentence as like relationship fights right. too. So like you have to keep
make
them completely separate. Like so if he's not like you can't decide like whether you're going to continue the relationship in the same thought as like wow he doesn't flush the toilet. So like maybe he's not a good roommate for right now, but he could be still a good boyfriend.
Right.
So I would like maybe rethink the idea of living together right away.
Yeah, I think maybe it'd be good. Also, like, you want a chance to live alone at some point. It's nice. It's. Yeah. I feel like you really you figure out a lot about yourself when you live alone. You figure out like what you like, what you don't like.
Totally.
Everything you gain again, like more responsibility. Maybe it'd be good for him to like, because then if he lives with you, you're cleaning up all his shit. If he lives alone, he has to live in that.
Yeah,
like totally. By himself.
And he's gonna learn that he doesn't like it, and he's gonna clean it, because right now he only expects you to clean for him.
Right. Or I mean, alternatively, if you insist on living together, like that's a thing, you could be like, listen, like I need to live in a relatively neat environment. You either need to like do your half or like pay for
the cleaning lady. Right. Right.
Yeah. Like you don't have to do it if you want to like spend money to do it, but like we need to compromise in some way, because I don't want to live in like, and I don't want to resent you for me having to like clean up after all your shit.
Yeah. I find, Rusty's so much cleaner than me. I've never been complained about so much.
Yeah. My boyfriend is much, he's much more organized and clean, like, and like
just the folding and like the, I just don't understand.
Right.
Who's taught to fold in such nice ways.
Yeah, he doesn't let me, like, I'm not allowed in the bed if I'm sandy, right, or anything like that. I'm
that's
like,
very specific.
I get very sandy. We went to the beach, I get very sandy. He's like, you cannot get in this bed unless you shower.
How does he feel about the fact that when you shower, because we lived together for a long time, you shower, you come out of the shower dripping wet, like not dry. Have you fixed that?
Well, we don't like live together, oh, so right. He doesn't really like see that.
Usually it's your apartment, so he can't say anything, right?
Right. I mean, I have a robe now that I
you've grown use. Up so yeah. much. I remember that's what I used to, I'm like, Jordana,
I used to brush my teeth in the hall.
I'm like, you were so, yeah, and now I picked that up from you because I now do that.
You get bored, right?
Yeah, I get bored. I want to know what everyone is up to in the apartment, as in no one.
Right. I can't wait like 45 seconds.
Right.
Like,
but I remember you would come out, you're so, I'm like, can you just dry off a little?
Yeah. So he funny. Has other issues with me. I also like leave my makeup remover pad wipes like everywhere. They're just like literally like a surprise. Like,
I miss the garbage always, and I just sort of leave it.
And we have hair, which they don't like. I think that's always the biggest surprise to guys, shock. That they're like, oh my god, there's like so much hair everywhere,
and it's constantly coming out. It's like I lose hair while I'm vacuuming my hair, so it's like sort of never ending,
right? I mean, hopefully it's never ending, but never, if it's ending, that means you don't have any more hair that's growing in.
You're
so.
Right, so praise be. Like,
I'm hoping to find hair everywhere for much longer.
Okay, let's play some games.
Let's do it. Okay. Would you rather never read another book in your entire life, or have to read a book and write a book report on it every week for the rest of your life?
Write a book report.
You'd rather write the book report.
Yeah. How big is this book report? Like, are we talking third grade book report or like 12th grade, like essay?
Five paragraphs.
Oh yeah. That's not, it's actually week, pretty though. Nice. It's well, I'm not Sammy. I'm not Matilda. I can't read. Like,
it's hard. That's what I'm saying. Reading is one of those things where I like wish I loved it more, but you know what I mean? Like, I want to be the person who like loves to read, but like, I really only like to do it when I'm like, there's no other entertainment around.
I totally agree with you. That's why I want to choose the one where I'm being forced to read, and have to like do an analysis of this. Cause
I think
report.
I might just never like, I like don't want to be the person who picks the never reading.
Exactly.
But I kind of like am. I don't know.
Right. Although I do want to read this book to like do research for Diet Star tomorrow. So
you don't want to eliminate the
option. I don't
want to
eliminate the option of
maybe
me allowing.
Maybe they'll come out with a TV show about it.
But then I can always, does audiobooks count?
Yeah, you still have to write the report though.
Oh. Well, yeah, audiobooks are pretty. It's like a podcast. You're listening to one right now. Okay, basically. Yeah, I would choose have to read a book and write a book report.
Okay.
I remember we used to get those of them like laminated and shit. It was really fun. Okay, would you rather date a guy with a micro penis or a guy who wears floaties? Oh my God, it's so funny. This question's here. In every body of water, including the shower, pool, into the beach.
I don't know. That's pretty, I guess I could... I think probably the guy who wears the floaties, because I would just not go to the beach or the pool with him, and it would just be like embarrassing himself in our own apartment.
I was at a really sick pool this weekend. I was like sort of at a party, and I said to some guy, I'm like, what would you do if like Rusty walked in here like with floaties on? That's like funny. Just like taking it seriously.
Oh, that looked really fun.
And, yeah, taking it just like so seriously, just like walking around floating it up. Or I asked the opposite. What would, like, do you see that? Like, there was like a pretty girl or whatever he thought was pretty, so I asked this guy, I was like, what would you still want to hook up with her if she was just like, it needed to wear floaties the whole time?
What'd he say?
He's like, absolutely.
Guys don't care.
He's like, wear the floaties, wear nothing else.
But would we? I think.
I feel like I would.
It would be like a little not sexy. But
the floaties or the micro penis? Although I don't want to like.
Yeah, the micro penis. I think I'd pick the floaties because the micro penis is like a real.
I'd pick the floaties.
Yeah. It's embarrassing, but it'd just be like, oh, that's his like thing. He's like,
it's like his really serious thing.
Right. I would go to the beach with my friends.
So it's a red flag or a deal breaker?
He's perfect in every way.
Yeah, but he wears floaties. There are a lot of guys. See, the things, there are a lot of guys with micro penises, and like,
I mean,
people make do.
Yeah. Can you have sex with a micro penis? I think probably.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be like ill-informed here.
I don't want to be uninformed either. If you guys have know anything, or if you have any other questions, please email us at slapped@betches.com. That's slapped@betches.com. I'm on the micro penis issue.
Okay. Last thing. Shoot, fook, marry Pete Davidson, LeBron James, and Gwynny Gaudino.
I feel like LeBron definitely has big dick energy.
Biggest dick in the world. He definitely
has the biggest dick ever.
Yeah, probably.
He definitely
fucks. He fooks. Okay.
Let's
see. So
think.
Keto Guido Vinny Guanadino.
Who would you pick?
I would marry.
This is a hard one. I think I'd marry Pete Davidson because, like, he's
funny. No, but LeBron James is really funny.
Is he? Right.
Yeah, didn't you see him?
Okay, fine. Maybe I'm marrying LeBron.
I'm gonna marry LeBron.
You're gonna my kids are gonna be enormous.
Yeah. Tall. Big dicks.
Definitely big dicks.
And I'm gonna have sexy time with
Pete Davidson.
But Gwynny's so,
apparently he's got a big
but
dick.
But Vinny's so nice.
Sorry,
I keep
Vinny.
I'm calling him Gwynny, like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Sorry, Vinny.
But Vinny, we actually met Vinny. He was here.
He was nice. I'm sure the rest of them are nice too.
Here's the thing. I would probably have sex with Vinny. Pete, I could do without. LeBron, I'd marry.
I feel like you've seen Vinny. He's been around the block too.
No, he hasn't. He was never really the one having sex with so many girls.
Yeah, I guess.
Actually, no, on the show, he's like really into like all the strippers. Count that out.
Yeah. Pete. We're having sex with Pete Davidson.
Marrying
LeBron. Yes. Sorry, Vinny.
Vinny. If it were other circumstances, you'd be in. Please, no one tell him that we did this. Okay, well, thank you so much for everyone for listening. Have an amazing 4th of July.
We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye. We'll be right back.